Hello everyone, welcome to this podcast titled Quadrants of Life. The definition of health is a spectrum. Through a complex process, a person makes a conscious and informed choice to achieve physical, emotional, spiritual, social and intellectual integrity. In today's episode, we shall be talking physical wellness. Here are some additional insights into the spectrum that makes up physical health. 1. Know the nature of your body, the depth of your emotions and your stress patterns. Reactions, balance and harmony. 2. Respect the individuality and diversity of the body. 3. Engage in patterns that lead to higher levels of well-being. 4. Improve cardiovascular system, flexibility, strength. 5. Improving functional knowledge of food. Wellness is an interactive process of learning and making better choices for a successful and balanced lifestyle. Physical health does not happen overnight. It has to be cultivated over time. The relationship between adequate nutrition and body function should be assessed and evaluated. Physical health is a choice. It's yours. I believe that everyone has the ability and responsibility to take the necessary steps to improve their physical well-being. Our body, being physically healthy means understanding the importance of eating well, exercising, and making healthy lifestyle choices. Healthy lifestyle choices now affect tomorrow's mood, longevity, and perhaps more importantly, quality of life. What do you consider to be your most valuable asset? Your house, car, antique collection. What do you say? Your body, of course, is your most valuable asset. This is because without it you cannot be here. How well do you take care of your body? Do you exercise every day? Eat healthy and drink plenty of water. Do not worry, I won't say too much about it because I've been guilty of not taking care of my body. Most of us do. We live in an age of high tension, high speed and fast food galore. Our appetite is even stronger than those who have to walk a few steps from the table to the kitchen. Who has time to exercise and prepare a balanced diet? However, it is important to understand that neglecting our physical well-being can have profound mental and spiritual effects on us. The mind, body, mind, emotion connection is powerful. If we leave one area, another will suffer. The goal should be a good balance of all four. I know it's not as difficult as it seems. It takes some effort. My biggest mistake in recent years was thinking that it only takes one time to take proper care of my body. I'm busy exercising so I don't have time to cook properly so I tend to throw away quickly. I have a lot of work, so I can't sleep. But I realized that by avoiding physical well-being, I couldn't be productive and efficient in other areas. I had little energy. I couldn't concentrate and generally felt like a fool day and night. It doesn't take long for our body to heal. I can honestly say that I have been paying more attention to my physical health lately. And I am gaining time because my focus and vitality are much more perfect and I get more done during the day. I rest well. Another bonus at night. You might wonder how much time and effort it takes. Here's what I've been doing for myself lately. Exercise. This was the biggest hurdle because I tend to be lazy. I work all day sitting at my desk. If I don't exercise first thing in the day, I procrastinate. So I started exercising after waking up. I spend about 30 minutes to an hour doing cardio and light exercise. At first I had to force myself to do it, but now I'm used to it. I feel stronger and I look forward to exercising every morning. If you're like me and tend to keep working out, you can get up, prioritize your workouts, and get everything you need done throughout the day. Nutrients. I've always been a fast food junkie. I didn't like this type of food because I thought it would be more convenient. But eventually I realized that raw fruits and vegetables can be fast food. As I also started cutting out a lot of sugar and opted for whole grains instead of highly refined white foods. Who needs all that? So try to eat more whole foods. H2O. I started drinking more water during the day and immediately felt better. Do you know that the most common symptoms of dehydration are fatigue, sleepiness, muscle weakness, headaches, dizziness, and forgetfulness? That definitely explains it to me. I mostly drink coffee and juice, so no surprise. Increasing H2O intake brought about significant changes in energy status and mental focus. It is not necessary to drink several liters of water. It is recommended to drink several large glasses of water a day. Sleep. I'm one of those people who really need 8 hours of sleep a night. Some people may get less sleep, but most of us still get less than our bodies need. You might think you can get more done if you sleep less, but think about it. If you don't get enough rest, your body will feel tired throughout the day. But if you do all 8 hours if you need to sleep, you can be more productive, more focused, and get as much, if not more, done during the day. Developing new and better habits to replace old habits is really important. Sure, exercise takes time, but it can make a huge difference in your energy levels. Set the time. We must strive to maintain a beautiful body. They are truly our most precious possessions, and if we don't appreciate them, who will? Hope you learned a lot. See you again.